We have so many ways of saying hello. Howdy, hi there, how are you, how you doing, how's it going, how do you do, what's new, what's going on, what do you think, what do you hear, what do you say, what do you feel, what's happening, what's shaking, que pasa, what's going down, and what it is. You know my favorite? How's your hammer hanging? That's a good one, isn't it? Doesn't work too well with women, though. Unless you're talking to a lady carpenter, then it's perfectly acceptable. I've always wanted to use that one on a high church official. Good evening, Your Holiness. How hangs thy hammer? So far, I haven't had that opportunity. There's one form of saying hello that bothers me. It's when a guy says to you, "Are they keeping you busy?" It's like he thinks someone has the right to come around and give me odd jobs. Whenever a guy says to me, "Are they keeping you busy?" I always tell him, "Well, your wife is keeping me pretty busy." And that seems to hold him for about a half an hour. Of course, we also have a lot of ways to say goodbye. Bye-bye, so long, see you later, ta-ta, be cool, take it easy, stay loose, hang in, take care, keep on trucking. You know my favorite? Don't get run over. Well, I find some people need practical advice. Occasionally, someone will say to me, "Have a good one." I just laugh and say, "I already have a good one. Now I'm looking for a longer one." And that seems to hold them for about a half an hour. Then there are all the foreign ways we say goodbye. Some people, when they leave you, they think they have to get fancy. You know, they'll whip an arrivederci on you, or an au revoir. Some guys say adios, or the American version, adios, motherfucker. In Hawaii, they say aloha. That's a nice one. Means both hello and goodbye. Which just goes to show, if you spend enough time in the sun, you don't know whether you're coming or going. Did you ever get in a rut with your manner of saying goodbye? And you find yourself using the same phrase over and over, and you begin to feel a little stupid. For instance, like if you're leaving a party, and you have to say goodbye to five or six people standing in a group, and you say, "Okay, hey, take it easy, okay, 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 hey, take it easy," and you feel like a goddamn moron. You know what I do? Every month, whether I need to or not, I change the way I say goodbye. I start using a different phrase. People like that. They notice that little extra effort. They'll say to me, "Pardon me, but didn't you used to say, 'Okay, hey, take it easy'?" And I say, "Yes, I did, but not anymore. Now I say, 'Farewell. Farewell till we meet again. May the forces of evil become confused on the way to your house.'" That's a strong one, isn't it? Yeah. People will remember you if you talk like that. Sometimes, for a joke, you can combine several ways of saying goodbye that don't seem to go together. Like, "Toodaloo, go with God, and don't take any wooden nickels." Then people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Or you can choose to say goodbye in a realistic manner. "So long, Steve. Don't let self-doubt interfere with your plans to improve your life." Well, some people need practical advice.